I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. How can Lagos improve construction compliance? That's our big question on the show today, and it's a necessary question considering that we're still reeling from the reeling in the aftermath of the building collapses in Ikoyi and Badagry. And Lagosians are asking how these things happen. What can be done to make sure they don't happen again? Which brings me to our big hard fact today. A preliminary report by the Nigerian Institute of Structural Engineers claims that the collapsed Gerrard Road building initially had approval for only 6 floors. The report says that the approval was later revised to 12 floors, then 15, and finally 21, but initially had approval for only 6 floors. Let that sink in. The report raises concerns about whether proper design management happened as those changes were made and whether all due process was followed to make sure that the structure itself could handle the revisions. But these are questions for experts, not lay people. And that's why today on the Big Hard Fact, we're talking to professionals in the construction space. They're both civil engineers. They'll tell us what the rules are and the correct processes. We'll also talk about the practical realities of how things are done, sometimes in Lagos and Nigeria as a whole, what the challenges are that could possibly lead to these sorts of outcomes, and what can be done to improve the process. My first guest is Engineer Kingsley Okolie. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. And my second guest is Engineer Fred Anizoba. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Madam Sandra.
Good evening. And Lagos, we want to hear from you as well. If you are in the industry, you are our third guest. If you're not in the industry, you are our fourth guest. What questions do you have for the civil engineers that we have on this show about safe construction and the approvals and monitoring process here in Lagos? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0165-7190-0700-993-993-993. I'll start with Engineer Fred. What is the process for getting a building plan approved in Lagos? This is a question I'll also ask Engineer Kingsley, but I'll start with Engineer Fred. What is the process for getting a building plan approved in Lagos?
Okay, thank you, Madam Sandra. To get a building plan approved in Lagos, the process is quite simple.
Okay.
You needed to have a survey plan from a professional surveyor. Then when you have your survey plan, of course, you are very much aware what you need to cite is a function of what is in the mind of the developer. So you approach an architect to develop your thought for you. So when the architect developed the thought for you, of course, you have to send it to the approval unit, that is LASPA, to assess. If you don't intend to do that, no problem. You can go ahead and have a structural drawing for that. But the problem of having a structural drawing for the architectural that you've not taken to LASPA is that there's a possibility that they can make a change. And when they make the change, you come back to the structural engineer and may charge you twice. Are you there?
Okay.
So it's the best thing that you have the drawing sent to LASPA for them to check.
Okay.
If you specify okay, then you can now get across to the structural engineer to do the drawing. So his job is just purely calculation from the roof level down to the foundation. So he can now know the nature of the foundation that he needs to site on that particular survey plan.
Okay.
Now, understand that for you to have a structural drawing done, you must have done soil test. Soil test is very, very important. It gives you an idea of what is happening on that particular plan in question. The layer by layer analysis for the first 30 meters. Sometimes you can go as much as 60 meters if the terrain is so bad. Are you there? So based on that, you can know the nature of foundation to go for. We have different kind of foundation, the pad foundation, the raft foundation. You have cellular foundation.
Okay.
Then you have pipe foundation, which is the major one that takes power in some cases.
Okay.
So all these informations are meant to appear on the structural drawing.
Okay.
There is equally a possibility for you to go for MIE drawing, mechanical and electrical drawing. Okay. This drawing is important when you are going above one suspended floor.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
By mechanical drawing, I mean plumbing in a local language.
Okay.
By electrical drawing, I mean, you know, electrical, you have lights in your house as mm-hmm. well. So mm-hmm. you need to provide those two drawings. They are mm-hmm. very, very important.
Okay.
So when you assemble all this information, you now take it down to LASPA, that is Lagos State Physical Planning Permit Authority,
okay.
for them to assess.
Okay.
If it is certified, okay, there are some payments you needed to make.
Okay.
So when those payments are made, then you move to second stage, which is going to LASCA. Now, LASCA is Lagos State Building Control Agency. It's like the police of LASPA.
Okay.
Understand what I'm saying?
I do.
LASPA gives you a permit in the office,
mm-hmm.
then the police will take over
mm-hmm.
and make sure that what you get is exactly what you are citing on site.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have client go and get something and go to the site and cite something. So mm-hmm. the LASPA has to follow you up and ensure that what you are doing is exactly what you got from the government.
I see.
But understand that, as we go on, maybe, could I go further?
Maybe pause. Let me hear if there are things you've left out from Engineer Kingsley. Has he left out anything, Engineer Kingsley?
My colleagues have virtually said all.
Okay.
But I just want to add, before you get your approval done,
mm-hmm.
last part, Lagos State Fiscal Planning Permit Authority,
mm-hmm.
will ask the engineer to do a letter of supervision.
Right.
There must be a letter of supervision from a structural engineer
right.
before the drawing will go for approval.
Right.
Then once you've done that, you need to do your tax.
Right.
They'll ask you to come and clear your tax clearance
mm-hmm.
and the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
But before then, somebody from LASPA, that is Lagos State Fiscal Planning Permit Authority,
mm-hmm.
will visit the site to ascertain, because once you bring your survey plan,
mm-hmm.
they will chart the survey plan to make sure that the site or the piece of land in question is not under any encumbrances, like it's under government acquisition, is within the green area and the rest of them, or mm-hmm. on the drainage line.
Mm-hmm.
So once they visit the site, they will ascertain that this site is actually what you gave them in your survey plan
mm.
before they will proceed in giving you what we call assessment, the amount you will pay.
Mm.
Thus, once you have paid the assessment, you send back the whole receipt to them.
Mm-hmm.
They will forward your file for tax clearance. I will come to that. That's part of the places I have problem with Lagos State government.
Okay.
Then once the tax comes back, they will give you a tax bill to pay.
Okay.
You will now go and clear the tax, even though whether you've been doing business or living in Lagos before now or not, you must pay the tax. Then it comes back. Then from there, within 3 weeks to 5 weeks, once you've done the tax, virtually your approval will be ready.
Right.
Then you now approach LASPA, like my colleague said there. You approach LASPA, who now tell them you want to commence construction. So they are supposed to like monitor your work stage by stage, because when you go for approval, you also pay what they call stage fee. A fee that you pay to LASPA so that they will come and monitor your work.
Mm.
So it's part of the assessment fee. It's 35% of whatever they calculate as your approval fee. Your approval fee is not static. It depends on the size of the building and the location.
Mm.
It's measured in square meter, so they can give you, it differs. But after they calculated everything, they'll give you 35% of that assessment
mm-hmm.
will go to, you now add it to it, and it will be LASPA for stage supervision. So that is what you need to do. Once you get your approval, you now approach LASPA and say, I am ready to start. They will now come and monitor it. There are also other agencies like the safety and the material testing,
okay.
which are supposed to be part of the whole process of construction in itself. But as we proceed further, we'll state out their rules and some of the challenges we as engineers face
Okay. All right. Now, you've both mentioned a lot of agencies, Engineer Fred. How well do these agencies carry out their role? What are the obstacles that they face? Because I'm sure that during construction, a lot of these agencies that you've both mentioned are responsible for monitoring and compliance. And, you know, they're supposed to carry out some exercises. So what are the exercises that they're supposed to carry out? Kingsley has mentioned, well, they're supposed to test the materials. You've mentioned the police version of LabCAR that is supposed to come to the site and ensure that what you've said you want to do is what you're actually doing. How well do they carry out their role? What are the obstacles they face in trying to carry out their role? I'll start with Fred and then Kingsley will answer that question as well.
Well, number one is that, like I rightly mentioned, I think my colleague spoke very well concerning the stage certification, because apparently that is the area that are meant to play a vital role.
Okay.
In terms of monitoring, you know, because the money has already been paid.
Right.
But unfortunately, you don't see a lot of clients calling them to come and do this stage certification. Well, if you are caught, sometimes they will force you to go for NGT test, which is what we describe as non-destructive integrity test. But let me put it this way. Mm. You see, there are so many projects going on in Lagos at the same time in each of the local governments.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, this is LabCAR, they are limited.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Okay.
Now, they are meant to come to your site to check the integrity of the formwork, the integrity of the reinforcement, the integrity of the concrete. Now, the integrity of the formwork can easily be ascertained on the common site.
Right.
That of the reinforcement, of course, you are meant to take the iron you are using to Lagos State Material Testing Laboratory for them to test. There is what we call tensile strength of an iron, the minimum acceptable, you know. Otherwise, the iron may not be used for construction.
Right.
So from that process, you now can now ascertain whether the integrity of the iron is good for construction or not. So these are some of the processes that they need to monitor. As the journey goes on, by the time they come to the site during casting, then is where you have the major problem, because the idea is that they are meant to monitor the quality of concrete you are using. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they are not meant to stay in a site. It's impossible for them to come to a site and stay as much as 8 hours or 7 hours as the case may be. LabCAR can come, maybe stay for a neighborhood of 30 minutes and they're off. And you see construction lasting as much as 8 hours. Are you there?
Yes.
During casting process.
Mm-hmm.
So the client on his own can decide to change the quality of the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And by so doing, you're beginning to have the integrity of the property question for some clients that are dubious. Understand where I'm heading to.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are some of the lacunas you see along the line. You know. Secondly, then you can have the rod tested and submitted.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, you see client using a different sample for the work. So these are some of the lacunas you see. And the third one I can mention is, if you can get a project well done, the importance of consultant cannot be overemphasized.
Right.
Government cannot do everything.
Right.
It is the job of the consultant to ensure that what he designed for is exactly what is being implemented. I get my point.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if the consultant is not there, some of all these tests that the government is meant to monitor, they can monitor to the extent of their ability. But have it at the back of your mind that the government is not meant to come to a site and stay for the whole day. It is totally impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
But when you have a consultant, then it becomes very easier for government, because the consultant will make sure that he protects himself, which is the engineer himself.
Right.
He can decide to send one of his staff from the office to stay on that site from the beginning of the casting to the end of the casting. By so doing, you have a better, well-monitored quality of concrete, because it's very important. If the concrete is not okay, how do you go? And thirdly, cement equally need to be tested. Some client doesn't know that, or developers. Some of these cement you see coming in, some of them dubious sellers, they will go and rebag it, you will not know, and add quarry dust. A lot of things I've seen in this profession. You will just go and buy cement only to know that cement has been adulterated.
Okay.
I get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So if you end up using it for cast, that means the structure is as good as bad from day one.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some of the lacunas you see. But you don't expect government to see all these things. They are human beings. But if the clients can help in their own angle by making sure that they have a third eye apart from government, getting the consultant to be part of that project from foundation to the end of that project, you have a well-done project. Because at the end of the day, the whole benefit goes to the developer and not the government.
Okay. All right, then. Now, let me come to Engineer Kingsley. The same question I asked Engineer Fred as well. How well, in your opinion, do these agencies carry out their role? What are the obstacles that they face?
Okay, Sandra. First of all, I would say lack of manpower.
Okay.
On the side of Labska, you see they lack manpower to police every site in Lagos. And even when they have resources in terms of manpower, do they have the skills to monitor and know what to look out for? Is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other challenge you see we face generally in the construction industry is lack of standardization. You like, for example, if you're working from abroad, the concrete, you don't call one man to come and mix. Because when you do the design, you have a strength for concrete, maybe 20 Newton per millimeter square for a grid, for a particular grid. So by the time you do the calculation, you've done a theoretical work given the concrete is strength. But when you now call these people to come and cast the concrete, they may not actually achieve that strength. So how do other people do it? There's a ready-mix company that will supply you what you want, that will give you the strength of concrete you want. So, but in Nigeria, we are faced with a lot of challenges that we cannot even, for a normal person to want to do his construction, you want to call Dangote to give you a ready-mix concrete. You'll be paying through your nose. So lack of standardization, even in terms of the reinforcement, in terms of cement, everything. We don't have a standard that if you go to the market and you are buying this, it's what you get at the end of the day. Then the other one is cutting corners, both between clients and the monitoring authority. We find it happening every time. The design may say, okay, your mix is 124, which is 20 FCU. And the client will say, okay, let's just do it like this. Put 20 bags, put 20 headpan of granite, put 10 sand, and the rest goes like that. So there is no, people cut corners just to achieve these things. I remember when we do design for building, we design from roof, which is just about taking the load from roof and we transfer it to the foundation.
Right.
We analyze roof from roof, first floor, maybe to ground floor.
Right.
Then we are transferring that load to the foundation.
Right.
So if there is a mistake in construction anywhere, you find out that the load you assume you are transferring to the construction itself, to the foundation, is not the same thing. Then you have a problem with the whole process itself. So manpower, lack of standardization, and cutting corners between clients and the monitoring authorities are a huge problem we face in the construction industry. And that is one of the major things that lead to building collapse in Nigeria.
Okay. All right, then. Lagos, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. How can Lagos improve construction compliance? I have Engineer Kingsley Okoli on the show with me, as well as Engineer Fred Anizoba here with me. They're both civil engineers, and they've both been talking to us about, what can Lagos do about her processes when it comes to building? They're also trying to talk to us about what due process means, really, when it comes to building. They're telling us what the rules are. They're telling us the correct processes. We're also going to talk about the realities of how things are done. That's what we've just talked about. The agencies who are supposed to monitor and evaluate what happens in building in Lagos. How well are they doing their jobs? What is in their way as they're doing their jobs? That's what these gentlemen have been answering for us on the show. Let me let you join the conversation, okay? 0700-993-993-993. If you're a civil engineer who's listening and you feel like, well, there are some points they've not mentioned as well, please, we'd love to hear your perspective. If you just have questions about how these things should be done, also join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. For men, for women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Sandra. Oh, I slept off just to wake up and found that you finished. I beg today. I want to cry like this. I want to cry.
Don't cry. You can watch it on Wazobia Max TV. Bye. You can watch it on Wazobia Max, channel 259 or channel 57 if you don't have cable. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Am I speaking with Nigeria Info?
Yes, you are. You're live on the show. What's your name, sir?
Okay, Madam Sandra, I'm glad to connect you this evening. I'm Rufus, an archaeologist.
Okay.
I appreciate what the engineer has spoken so far, and I want to add this to the to their contributions. As an archaeologist, it is very important for anybody that wants to build to observe cultural heritage, traditional standards maintained in the society, no matter whatever engineers, architects do together professionally. If an individual violates the culture of the people, it is very dangerous. It can lead to the unexpected collapse of buildings which people may not understand.
Hmm.
So let people also find out to buy land, get land from the original owners and make sure they settle them correctly, and there be no kind of, fight or not allow somebody to build.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Gentlemen, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll keep talking. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, and you can listen via our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. How can Lagos improve construction compliance? That's our big question on the show today. And I've got two experts to help me answer that question. Kingsley Okolie is an engineer. Fred Anizaba is also an engineer. They're both civil engineers. And they're doing their best to help us figure out what exactly goes wrong and where exactly it goes wrong. You know, before the break, one of you mentioned something that stayed on my mind, and I thought about it a bit more during the break. You talked about all the information that needs to be in the drawings. I think it was Fred that made that point. And this information is supposed to be gotten during the excavation. But I'm sure you have people who put all this information in the drawings without actually doing the assessment. So how does LABCA make sure that the information is accurate? Do they have enough teams to go out there to cross-check every site? I mean, I guess Kingsley has already mentioned that manpower is you know, one of the issues. But that's something I would like for you to address for me again, Fred.
Okay, if I should get you where you said whether what was put in the drawing was exactly what you
needed. Yes, is it accurate?
Right?
Yes, exactly. Do they have teams that go out to cross-check every site in Lagos?
Exactly. That is the job of LABCA.
Okay.
That is the job of LABCA. They move around. In fact, before you even start construction, you are, like my colleague Raven mentioned, you are meant to write them a letter of intent to start construction.
Hmm.
So they will now give you approval to start. Before then, they have to visit your site to see whether there is, you know, like my colleague said, whether there is a encumbrance or what have you, whether there is even an existing foundation, because all those facts can attract penalties. So they need to come and check. So when they now satisfy that it's an empty or vacant site, then that is where they pick it up from. So other stage certification will now keep on going. Like when you get to first floor, they come. When you get to second floor, they come and so on and so forth.
Hmm.
So there is no, based on the government plan, there is no part of the construction that is meant to be missed. It follows strictly the way it's supposed to be.
But do they actually have the staff strength to do this? Are they actually checking every site in Lagos?
I said it before. My colleague mentioned it, manpower issue.
Hmm.
They don't. It is very difficult. And now, understand, some clients even prefer them not coming so that they can do whatever they like. Yes, exactly. They prefer them not coming so that they do whatever they like. You know?
Hmm.
So by the time they caught them now, you see Alaska demanding that they go for NDT test, which is not the trusty test. I've mentioned it before.
Hmm.
Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just what is going on. And sometimes the personnel that comes, those personnel, are they very sound? Do they actually understand what is going on that particular drawing?
Hmm.
So these are some of the issues. I get my point.
Okay.
You know, so...
Oh, all right. And then let me come to Kingsley with this particular one now. Does this mean that every construction site that uses maybe manual mixing instead of cement mixers or ready mix cannot guarantee the strength of their concrete? Because I remember you were the one who made a point about this. Kingsley?
Yeah, it's not a yes or no answer.
Okay.
First of all, there's what we call working of concrete. When you see the ready mixers, when they are being transported from wherever they are being batched to site, notice that vehicle keep rolling.
Mm.
It keeps rolling.
Mm-hmm.
One, it's working the concrete. That's what we call working. It's making it to gain its full potential.
Mm-hmm.
Then imagine when somebody uses his hands to mix. The mixing will not be as perfect as it's supposed to be. Two, the measurement of sand, cement, and granite aggregate may not be accurate like the one you have a factory that produces it. And let me remind you,
mm-hmm.
when you are doing your design calculation, you are doing it based on standard. You are not doing it based on what is obtainable in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Though the design methods we use as engineers, structural engineers, is the ultimate limit design, which simply says that you are trying to rescue a building from almost collapsing. So you are putting in a lot of safety factors in it that, peradventure, all these other ones fail. There is something else there that can take care of it.
Mm.
But be that as it may, you find out that the way we do construction here in Nigeria
mm-hmm.
doesn't really give what it actually expected in the design.
Mm-hmm.
So we have limitations.
Okay.
And like my colleague also said,
right.
the people that are supposed to supervise this job, do they have the requisite knowledge? Do they know what to look for? I remember the last MD of Labska,
mm-hmm.
Abiola. I had this, they sealed up one of my sites.
Mm-hmm.
She's an engineer. So we're trying to get the site on seal. But my client, I was trying to go through the normal process. My client went to our office, said, Madam, we have been on this case for 1 month. And the first thing she asked the man was, where is your engineer? Said, you want me to attend to you?
Mm-hmm.
Bring your engineer to come to my office on Monday.
Mm.
And she asked the right questions. And the place she didn't get clarification, said, go and redesign it for me and show me what you're about to do. I want to see your calculation. I want to see the design and the drawing itself. So by the time I did all this, they had to also ask me to do what they call indemnity undertaking, that if anything goes wrong. So I know now I'm putting in my name and my every other thing. My current number is there. Every other thing is there. I have to go to the High Court and swear affidavit to back up that what I am doing is right. But if you don't have people that knows what they are doing, she cannot ask the right question. And you should just overlook it once you paid your screening fee. Mm. Because they have a problem with Lagos State trying to do revenue generation and thinking they are doing regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they say you should, people should go to the site to see what is there.
Mm-hmm.
If to see the site, all they are trying to come there to do is to see if you already have an existing structure and you want to approve it so that they can give you what they call penal fee, so that you pay times four of what you are supposed to pay. But they are not coming out to look out for what are the kind of vegetation growing here. If this kind of vegetation is growing here, probably it will be a swampy area. Can this and this go on here? Maybe you feel the place, but a trained engineer or someone that has been going to site that knows what to look out for will say, wait a minute, this kind of vegetation is not supposed to grow here. You are giving this type of foundation. Because for this, you understand, there are some things you look out for. But their own is, okay, it's just about the money. Most of the time, you just find out that it's, you go to most of their district office. That's the last part now.
Yeah.
They give them targets.
Wow.
You said?
Wow, I said wow.
Yes, they have targets that this LASPA, LABSCA, all of them meet. I can be quoted for that.
Mm-hmm.
They have targets. So once this thing is about how much is your district bringing in, you find out that once you come and you pay money or you get your way, they are okay with it. Because like you said, the Institute of Structural Engineers said the initial approval was 6.
Mm-hmm.
The consultant, probably he has done his load analysis from roof to the foundation. And he has provided everything the 6 floor will carry. And somebody else signed it off to go to 15, to go to 21. You find out that money must have exchanged hands in this period. For you to get your building sealed in Lagos and unsealing, for you to unseal it, there is a particular amount you will pay. So until Lagos State Government tries to separate revenue from regulation, it's not only Lagos, it's a Nigerian thing.
Hmm.
It's a Nigerian thing. Hmm. We are talking about taking your materials or material testing. For crying out loud, if standard organization does what they are supposed to do, I'm expected to go to the market, get a particular reinforcement from a particular brand, which I know, and all of them has the standard organization seal on it, SON. But use your vernier caliper to measure those things. These are the physical ones we can see. Are they up to the size? Then reinforcement has what we call the tensile strength, which we cannot even see. The ones we can see, we know it's not up to. But does it have the tensile strength?
So are you saying that the regulators who are supposed to ensure that building materials meet quality standards are not maybe conducting the tests that they're supposed to conduct?
First of all,
okay, so first of all, what tests are they supposed to conduct?
Okay, for example, our steel. There are two types of steel we use in reinforcement. That's the brittle steel or the mild steel and the high tensile bars. The high tensile bars are the ones we use for reinforcement. But go and if you are old enough, you notice that twisted metal rods, the ones they actually produce, say some 20 years back, 30 years, are actually twisted. They subject it to some strength test and they twist it so that it can achieve its tensile strength. But now what you have that they produce for us, they will just do this kind of ring around it to show that it's twisted. But it's not actually, they just put this kind of design to it. So do SON, Standards Organization of Nigeria, do they subject this thing to this test? Now we'll talk about your cement, what we have today as our cement. Do they look at their setting time, for example? How long do they take to set to achieve their strength? Because I practice outside Nigeria, I know what you should see.
Yeah.
So the Standard Organization of Nigeria itself and the government are not doing
what they should be doing.
What they should.
Okay, let me come to Engineer Fred now. The Nigerian Institute of Structural Engineers is alleging that the collapsed building in Ikoyi saw its approval change three times, from 6 floors to 12 to 15 and finally 21. Under what conditions can this happen, Engineer Fred?
Okay. It's simple. The client can, at times, if it's feasible, request that additional floor can be added to his building. But you cannot just get it from the engineer. If you want to add additional floor to your building, you need to check what the last bar condition is. So that means you have to approach the last bar. Assuming you are going for 6 floor and you want to make it 10 floors, last bar has to, first of all, certify to you that same 10 floor can go in this area, because there is floor limitation in different zones. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So if that is now visible, you now come back to the consultant engineer. Now listen, if you have cited the foundation, it's not working. Once you've cited the foundation and the foundation is standard, you want to add additional floor, forget it. It is not visible. Well, sometimes an engineer can add additional one for you based on factor of safety, but calculation has to be redone again to ensure that it's workable. Understand what I'm saying? Just additional one.
Yeah.
Or he has to start the calculation all over again.
Right.
Look at his factor of safety and see whether his factor of safety will accommodate that additional floor.
Right.
Are you there?
Right.
So when that is visible, he can now say, okay, add additional floor. So what I'm now saying is, if you intend to do more than that for a high-rise building, you must first of all approach LASPA. And if LASPA says yes, you must make sure that you've not cited the foundation. Okay, let's assume that you've cited the foundation and it's only pie. You must go back and add additional pies. Are you getting what I'm saying?
I see, okay.
Because each pie has the number of load it can pick.
Right.
Because when you finish your construction of pie, you do what we call pile load test. It helps you to ascertain the quantity of load each of the pie can carry. I get what I'm saying.
Right.
So that is the way to go. So by the time the client comes, or the developer comes back to the engineer and says, look, I want to add additional 5 floors. And you do your calculation. You say, no, what this thing can take is 2 floors. Otherwise, please, add as well of the foundation, maybe increasing the number of pi, maybe it's 200, you make it 500 or 300 as the case may be, to pick additional floors. So in that case, it's visible. But understand, the first principle is to go back to LASPA, because there are floor limitations. You can't come to a residential area where everybody is doing two floors and you want to do tower there. You must get your approval from LASPA. So if they permit you, then you go back to your consultant and request for change of foundation to reflect that. Not only change your foundation, as you are changing the foundation, what we call the compression element, which is the columns, has to change its character. If it is column that used to maybe 300 by 200, 230 by 500, it can change from 230 by 800 or maybe 1 meter as the case may be. So you can understand there is that need to change the design concept. Everything has to change to reflect the new additional floor. That is the way to go.
Now, so what you're saying, Fred, but who I want to respond to this now is Kingsley. What Fred is saying is that for just one additional floor, engineer has to do recalculation. But this is now an additional 15 floors on top of a 6-story plan. That's multiplying the height by 250%. How can such a thing be allowed to happen, Engineer Fred?
Okay, back to me.
No, sorry, not Engineer Fred, Engineer Kingsley now. Sorry about that. Kingsley, go ahead.
In a sane environment, it is not supposed to happen. It is not supposed to happen. Remember, there is this allegation flying around that the consultant pulled out of the project.
Right.
Because he felt they are not building as designed.
Right.
He knows that this is a disaster waiting to happen.
Right.
Engineering is a precise science. And you do your load distribution. If I have 2 floors, I'm taking my load, I'll take it to first floor, from there to foundation, like that. So I know this is the load coming down
right.
to the foundation.
Right.
So in a case he has done his design and done everything and probably construction has started.
Right.
It shows the corruption in our system that somebody left his job undone or turned a blind eye, let me not say was part and parcel of how all this thing happened. But it shows that there's a corruption in the whole system. Nobody will move, I mean, no engineer would move from 6th floor to 7th floor or to 8th floor without due consideration and not going back to last pass. So, I remember this building we are talking about is in the highbrow area. The DG passes, the governor probably will drive past there. It's not hidden in one remote location.
Mm-hmm.
So they all know the consequence of not following due process.
Right.
So it's about the corruption in the whole system that probably something has transpired somewhere and they said, let everything fly. No engineer will want to stick out his neck and say, I want to stand by this as it's going, because it's a disaster waiting to happen. Like one of my lecturers will tell us this day, a doctor can make a mistake mm-hmm. and the patient will die.
Mm-hmm.
They will bury the patient and say, that is how God wants it.
Mm-hmm.
But if an engineer does a design and it collapses,
mm-hmm.
people will always refer to him
mm-hmm.
and say, you did a bad job, because it's such a precise science that you're supposed to get it right.
Okay, so we've got just 2 minutes. And Fred, in that time, what policy and process changes need to be implemented to improve building control and prevent future collapses? That's a question for Fred, and then we'll call it a wrap. Fred?
Okay, very quick one. The government need to intensify their monitoring. That is number one. Then number two, I think it's time the government start fixing individual projects to a current registered engineer. What I mean by that is that for any client to start a project, or a developer to start a project, please, he must get an engineer to sign an indemnity that he's responsible for that particular project. Please, people should bring out money and pay engineers so that he takes responsibility from day one.
Hmm.
No quacks can approach such kind of indemnity test, I mean indemnity letter. So if you don't have current certification and you are not experienced in the business, you cannot go in and write such kind of letter, because it's prison yard immediately. So if Lagos State government can make it a law in such a way that for any project to start, an engineer must take responsibility for that project from the word go, then the issue of collapse building can be narrowed down to 0 points.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for reaching out to me and wanting to be a part of the show. And thank you for doing your best to do justice to this topic. Fred Anizaba and Kingsley Okolie are both structural engineers, and they've been on the show with us answering questions as best as they can. Lagos, I wish we had more time, but you know how it is. It flies by when you're having a great time, and I was in that conversation. Let's quickly take a comment here from VP on top, who says, government needs to implement the constant law to regulate building construction in Nigeria. Mukhtar Onimisi says that engineer Kingsley is on point. We have three categories of the problem of problems bedeviling construction industry: economy, government bottlenecks, the non-empathetic spirit gaining ascendancy in this country. All right. Well, go on Facebook and read the rest of Mukhtar's comments. Mukhtar, I received your email. Thank you so much for reaching out. I'm pretty sure that in the future we'll have a need for design technologists. We wanted structural engineers for this particular conversation. But Lagos, I will be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Don't forget, at 4 o'clock, the final semi-final debate will be live between Emanuela and Uchechukwu Golding. The third place match will be on Thursday at 3 o'clock, and then at 5 p.m. the grand finale to choose who will get 1 million naira. S Ezekwesili on social media. Those were your hard facts, Lagos. Good night.